Hello and welcome to New Wave Heroes. And in this show, there's music from Kate Bush, Fuzzbox, Fiction Factory, Visage, The Undertones, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and loads more. Our classic album this time around is Culture Club's Colour by Numbers. There's two tracks from Duran Duran, and some fun reader's letters from an early 80s number one magazine. Let's get started.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
What I call an 80s classic.
And that really is an 80s classic. Fiction Factory and Feels Like Heaven. I mean, how good a song is that? That was released on the 30th of December 1983 as the second single from the debut studio album, Throw the Warped Wheel Out, which was released the following year, 1984. In the UK, it peaked at number 6. Smash Hits wrote at the time, "Imagine a smattering of H2O, China Crisis and the Lotus Eaters with a clean-cut production. One to watch for 1984. Music Week magazine noted the song has a fetching feel with a good blend of vocals and backing track. And the Berry Street Press, that well-known magazine, gave the song an 8 out of 10 rating and described it as a truly impressive and pleasing little number. That's very British, with a relaxed, catchy melody. In America, the Tampa Tribune described it as the song Spandau Ballet would kill for.
B-boy blue, he's the king of the groove. He got a boost of charge, electric light, high heels, shoes, and he
Revolution Baby is the debut single by Transvision Vamp and was originally released in August 1987, when it only managed to reach number 77 on the UK singles chart. After the band's breakthrough in 1988 with the release of I Want Your Love, another great record, Revolution Baby was subsequently reissued in September of that year, and that time it reached number 30. Record Mirror reviewed the single positively and called it sugar rock in the best bubblegum tradition. Brilliant. They wrote more glam than Bolan, sexier than Westworld, and only Zig Zig Sputnik surpassed them in the tacky imagery league. Transvision Vamp should be good for one hit at least. Well, they wasn't just a one-hit wonder, they had loads of hits, and I should be playing more in upcoming shows. Here's one I bet you've forgotten all about.
Only the best music.
We've got a Fuzzbox and we're going to use it, often shortened to Fuzzbox. I've got no idea why. And they were formed in Birmingham in 1985. Their name was chosen after they bought a distortion pedal for their guitars. And Maggie Dunn from the band stated, "Well, we've got a Fuzzbox and we're going to use it. That's what the internet says, so it must be true." And they've got the best greatest hits album title ever. It's called Look at the Hits on That. If you check it out, you see why it's called that. Absolutely brilliant. He's one of the best records of the 80s, I reckon.
Great music. Great memories.
When you hear the air attack warning, you and your family must take cover.
Oh,
Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Two Tribes, and that was number one in 1984 for 9 weeks. The single was a huge success in the UK. It was helped by several different remixes, and that one was called the We Don't Want to Die remix. It entered the UK singles chart at number one on the 10th of June 1984, straight in at number one, eh? Where it stayed for 9 consecutive weeks, during which time the group's previous single, Relax, climbed back up to the charts to number two. It was the longest running number one single in the UK of the 1980s. It sold over 1.5 million copies in the UK alone. The songwriters, Johnson Gill and O'Toole, received the 1984 Ivor Novello Award for the best song musically and lyrically. And in 2015, the song was voted by the British public as the nation's 14th favourite 1980s number one in a poll for ITV. I would agree, that is an absolutely brilliant record. The production on that is amazing. Right, we're going to calm it down a bit now.
I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about.
Thank you.
Two tracks in a row there. First you heard Kate Bush and The Man With A Child In His Eyes, and that was the fifth track on her debut album, The Kick Inside, and that was released as her second single. She wrote the song when she was just 13 years old and recorded it when she was 16, under the guidance of family friend and Pink Floyd's David Gilmour. AllMusic called it a simple ballad, adding that beautiful and slow and just over 2.5 minutes long, the song lets pauses fall where needed and a never rushed melody unfolds as it will, culminating in a brief piece that is complex despite its utter simplicity. As a quick aside, you may have heard I was in a relationship with Kate from 1979 to 1982. Obviously she didn't know it. Oh dear. I broke off the relationship and started dating Kim Wilde. And the track you just heard, On Islands, from New Music, and that won the Brightest Hope Award at the 1980 Smash Hits Poll Winners Party.
The soundtrack to our lives.
It's happy, I'm again. I think I might be happy if I wasn't out with them. I'm not happy, it's a lovely place to be. Happy that the fires will burn and is a shield. With a haircut, smile, and the meaning of style is a night out with the boss. Where you win or you lose, and it's them who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it, cause you speak a different language and it's never
something really all for me.
Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never
something all for me.
No, oh, oh, oh. It's a lover, night up with a boss, following in footsteps overgrown by moss. And he saws me, good women grow on trees. And if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds, and they love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it, cause you speak a different language and it's never
really
to
me.
Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never
been
for me. What a good place to be. Don't believe it, speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never
something
been happened to me. Don't believe it, don't believe
it,
don't believe it,
something
again and again and again.
Something
again and again and again.
Something again.
There goes the House Martins with Happy Hour, and that's a fun one. Right, it's time for Dear Editor. Dear Editor, about Top of the Pops on April the 12th. After playing guessing games with my mum as to whether Scritti Politti was male or female, Dead or Alive came on to do their song. I'd heard it on the radio and thought it was quite good, but when I saw them I thought David Attenborough's programme had come on early, and that's from Paula in Strood. Dear Editor, God, what is the world coming to? If the BBC think they can ban Frankie Goes to Hollywood, then why do they let that naked zombie from Dead or Alive prance around on Top of the Pops in, a jockstrap? I expect you'll get quite a few responses to this, but you better print this or I'll get my hamster onto you. And that's from a Howard Jones fan somewhere on Earth. There's one somewhere. Dear Editor, I've just got to vent my feelings about Top of the Pops. It's so awful. I hadn't seen the said programme for several weeks and had forgotten how bad it was. Tonight there was Nick Kershaw prancing around looking so stupid with all the posers prattling around. In the background, followed by OMD with Mr. Humphreys bashing two drumsticks together like some kid who can't do much else. Mind you, at least Mr. McCluskey did away with the mic when it fell over. It's such a farce. They ought to forget the mics altogether. No wonder almost every band does a video now rather than perform live on Top of the Pops. Bring back real music, that's what I say. And that was from somebody called L. Rip. Hi Wickham. Doesn't make sense to me. Dear editor, I wonder if any of you noticed that most pop stars go out with a rare breed of twit, commonly referred to as a model. Take my mate. He's as ugly as a cow's bum and has a tooth bob to his name, though still a great musician. But do you see any 6-foot models dressed in designer tags groping all over him? No. But in a year or two, when he's made a million or so, he'll be on the cover of every Flash magazine. They'll be buzzing around him like a mozzies at a barbecue. So I'd like to know just how many of you rich and famous lads hung out with models when you were broke, unknown and lived in bags. Come on, show yourselves. And that's Joe from Australia. Dear editor, after reading Johnny Black's review of Starlight Express, I was appalled at his narrow-minded view on the young, energetic performance. I enjoyed the show and I'm sure it'll be a great success. And as far as being sexist, he obviously ignored the freight trucks who were played by men. And that was from Bruce in Wimbledon. Dear editor, Susie Sue had them in the Dear Prudence video. Naina has them. Even Kelly Rowland has them. What are they? Hairy armpits, of course. Are they the in thing, or is everybody's automatic shaver broken? Or is it the year of the hairy armpit? Please relieve me and tell me it's only a passing phase. And that's from Anonymous in Clwyd. Dear editor, you know, I was beginning to think, you know, that I was the only person who, you know, noticed Paul Weller's, you know, on the Jensen show, you know, the radio program. He said, you know, 33 times, you know. Is that a record? It isn't anymore, you know, because on Saturday on ESA, you know, that new music show, old Paul said, you know, 41 times in only 6 minutes, 47 seconds, you know. And that was from Mr. Schumann, Westerham, wherever that is. That seemed to have struck a chord, actually. Dear editor, did you know that on the Terry Wogan TV show Wogan the other week, Boy George said, you know, 79 times in the space of 18 minutes. He beat Paul Weller 33 times on the Kid Jensen show. The boy comes top in everything. And that's from Mary in Sheffield. Dear editor, to all Smash Hits readers who think Barry Manilow is something to be laughed at, you're all wrong. He's something to be loved. We're fed up with the constant abuse which is thrown at him. He's a good singer, good looking and good to his fans. We're not middle-aged women, we're 14 and 15 years old. We have pictures of him all over our bedroom walls. We have all his records. We even dress and have our hair like him. We carry pictures of Barry with us at all times and can't bear to be away from him for a second. We even have Barry Manilow pillowcases, wallpaper and bed covers. So give Barry a chance. And that was from Donna and Sharon, Liverpool. P.S. We're not ashamed to print our real names. So there were some fun readers' letters there from Number One magazine in the early 80s. Coming up next is two tracks from Duran Duran.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mungus music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at.
I've been lying here so lonely. I've been wishing you would telephone me. Oh, I just can't lose this desperation. Won't you bring around a new sensation? Baby, you got lots of energy, yeah. Come and give that energy to me, yeah. Say we could have a real good time, yeah. Baby, I could make you mine, oh mine, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Lover, come back to me. Desperation, and it's not a very nice sensation. I've been wishing you would telephone me. I've been lying here all oh, so lonely. Maybe we could have a real good time, yeah. Say I could make you mine, oh mine, yeah. Maybe you got lots of energy, yeah.
Dead or Alive and Lover Come Back to Me, and now it's time for Twin Spin, two from Duran Duran. I'll tell you more after this.
We'll be right back.
that's this show's twin spin from Duran Duran, or Duran Duran, as Tony Blackburn once said. First you heard Save a Prayer, and that was released on the 9th of August 1982 as the third single from their second album, Rio. It became Duran Duran's biggest hit at the time on the UK singles chart, got to number 2. And for any synth nerds out there like me, the arpeggiator riff was created on a Roland SH-2. And then you just heard Tonight United from their Future Past album, which was their 15th studio album from October 2021. And that's got some good tracks on it, so if you haven't heard it and you need to catch up on what Duran Duran have been doing, give it a listen. After this one, we'll be taking a closer look at this show's classic album from Culture Club. Keep it locked, as the local radio DJs say. Tones and My Perfect Cousin. This show's classic album is Culture Club's Colour by Numbers, the second album by the British New Wave group. It was released in October 1983. It was preceded by the hit single Karma Chameleon. Remember that? And that reached number one in several countries. The album also reached number one in the UK and has sold 10 million copies to date. It's been certified triple platinum in the UK and quadruple platinum in America. And it was ranked number 96 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 best albums of the 1980s. I'll tell you some more facts after this.
Classic albums. Thank you.
that was Church of the Poisoned Mind from Colour by Numbers, Culture Club. It never did make number one in the charts. It peaked at number two behind Michael Jackson's Thriller. So that would explain it. In an interview in 1998, the four members of Culture Club agreed that Colour by Numbers was their best work. Smash Hits reviewer Peter Martin called it simply one of the most enjoyable records I've ever heard. Stephen Holden of Rolling Stone said that the album secures lead singer Boy George's place as a blue-eyed soul balladeer in the first rank. He went on to say it's by no means a weighty album, but nonetheless has gobs of emotion, plastered as thick as Boy George's makeup, and 10 tunes that stick. He concluded, whether you like the band or not, Culture Club is one pop group that matters. The album was included in the book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die, so if you haven't heard it yet, give it a listen.
Classic albums.
And that was It's a Miracle from Culture Club's Colour by Numbers, our classic album for this show. One of six singles from the album, Church of the Poisoned Mind being another, which I played a few minutes ago. And that brings us to the end of this show. Thank you for listening as always. I'll leave you with Moreno J's remix of Visage's Fade to Grey. You're going to love this one. See you next time. Bye for now.